Hi there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm not come far tonight to Chatterton down to meet Phil McArdle from OK Broken. So, hiya Phil, how are you, mate?
Hi mate, yeah, not too
it's
bad.
Good to see you again, pal. Thanks for inviting me down with the latest news on the OK Broken front. There's been plenty going on, there, mate?
Busy, yeah. Really busy.
Just tell us about, firstly, I've got to ask you because I've seen so much about it on the on the old social media about the Blackthorn Festival, which you played at the other week.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was.
Tell us about it. How did it go?
Mega night. Mm. Well, mega full weekend. It was seen some great bands, good Oldham bands.
Mm.
Shadow Palace. They opened the main stage Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely smashed it out of the park.
Yeah.
We'll
enjoy hearing that from.
Yeah. We got a good chance to catch up with the lads and have a good laugh over the weekend, which was nice. Socialise with them, as well as it's different than just being out at a gig, innit? You don't really get a chance to have a chat and a sit down and a beer, really. So it's nice to get together and have a good catch up, like.
Yeah, the full weekend festival, was it sort of? It must be a really good vibe, I guess, at that, and it's obviously busy. Tickets are sold out for that, aren't they?
It was better than we expected. We were kind of expecting a sort of normal festival where you can't have a shower and you can't use the toilet because everyone's done stuff on it. But it was really clean, well looked after, sort of good family festival, and the vibe was just fantastic. You've seen people on, say, the Friday night, and you've had a good laugh with them, and then you bump into them on Saturday morning at the Body Van or having a bit of food, and then you can have a chat with them. Oh, have you been to see, like, oh, I've seen these and seen these. And so it was nice. It was a good, close festival, you know, nice to play. And
when did OK Broken actually play then? Was it
3 o'clock on the Sunday?
On the Sunday,
The Meadow stage.
Right, and you did 3/4 of an hour, did you tell me?
45 minutes,
And how did it go? Was it good reception?
Great, we got a good little crowd going. It's about 60-65 people-ish come down to watch us, which was buzzing for us. We just played off it, as we always do, like. But there were some good bands that we met over the weekend that come to watch us, which was nice, you know. They come out to watch us do what we did. And
I think there's a lot to be said. I mean, I've spoke to a number of sort of musicians, artists and that about supporting each other and chatting to each other and going to each other's gigs and that. There's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, I think it's only recently happening, isn't it? I think for a few years it's kind of been, not frowned upon, but it's not really been heard of. You know, people go and watch it, it's kind of, they like what they like and that's it. But I think now there's a bit of a scene growing and everyone's sort of getting on with each other, and we are all supporting each other, which helps because we're all going up the same ladder, aren't we? So you know, there's no point in fighting against each other. Go for it, and you know, you're all with each other. So it's nice to see. It was nice to look out and see a couple of familiar faces from other bands appreciating your music like you appreciate theirs. So it's good.
So which other bands were your highlights? Obviously, you mentioned Shadow Palace.
Shadow Palace were awesome. There's a band called Cornelius Crane. Phenomenal. Just
they're
blew us away.
The bridge then,
They just blew us away then. Just standing back watching them, it was like, that's kind of where you want to be, you know. That was sort of the sound, like. The highlight of the whole festival, I know Max Emo Park were headlining it and stuff, but it was the lottery winners for us. A band from Lee, I think they're from.
Yeah.
They were just phenomenal. Definitely one to watch. They've just been signed to Warner Brothers and stuff, so it's it was nice to be on the same bill as bands like that be held in that sort of esteem. So it was, I was happy with that,
I think this is probably a daft question, but it's the Blackthorn, you'd go on it again at the drop of a hat, I think, wouldn't you?
100%,
if you got invited,
100%, definitely. It was nice to bring sort of our other halves with us and stuff and not have to, you know, worry about it. They could go off and do what they were to do. We could go off and do it, and it was safe, you know. It was a nice, safe environment.
Yeah.
And to me, we seen Clint Boone and his little lad Oscar, he DJ'd on the Friday night. That was awesome. And then I seen him at the Body Van Saturday morning.
Right. Yeah.
That was a bit worse for wear, to be honest. Yeah. But
on a much smaller scale, you've just done Millfest. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's always a good gig, that Millfest. Steve O'Mara puts it on every year. At the Millgate pub in Failsworth.
Right.
It's a top pub, it's massive. They do like a carving there and stuff, but it's massive out the back. So he puts a huge rig on, always make sure the sound's bob on. It's always packed with people. So it was nice to play to them, you know.
Yeah.
It was a really, really good gig. On with some other good bands, Fly the Bird, and but no, it was a fantastic gig, yeah.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. More good people there, you know, from the scene sort of thing that we could catch up with and have a laugh with. And it was Adam's birthday as well, so it was an excuse to have a bit of a drink for Adam.
Good stuff. Moving forward now, looking ahead, and we've got some brilliant news actually that OK Broken are going to be featuring at the Ritz, no less, in Manchester. That's going to be an absolutely amazing opportunity for you, isn't it? Is it Friday, this September the 23rd?
23rd, yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that. There's a couple of, one or two other bands on.
Yeah, there's some good bands on with it. About young lads called Educated Risk. Yeah. They're on with us. It's a band called Dirty Saints, and Sly Digson and Liam McClary's opening the night.
Yeah.
The running order isn't being put out until the week before, so we need everyone to get behind us ticket wise. Make sure we're top of the bill, or you know, as close as we can get.
I presume you've been to watch gigs at the
before,
so
phenomenal
for your lads to be up there, you know.
It was kind of like, we can't not do this, you know. Coming from the O2, that was a massive gig.
Yeah.
But it was in Leeds, you know. We still took 100 people to that, so if we can do that to Leeds, surely we can take 100, 150, 200 people to Manchester, you know. I don't think it's overstretching, you know what I mean? I think we can do it.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of a gig is, for somebody like yourselves, is could be a game changer, couldn't
it? Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's kind of the next step. It was awesome doing the O2, and it was great, but it wasn't in our own town, and this is kind of, we can show people now, you know, where we're from, what we can do sort of thing. I think it's important for Oldham as well, you know. It's one of us is getting a gig at the Ritz, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of us can get there. It's nice, it's a stepping stone for all of us, you know what I mean? It gets us all the contact then, so no, I can't wait.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll put on a show, definitely.
So, and then obviously the day after, equally as important, but on a slightly smaller scale, if you like, maybe not, but it's the Musicians Against Homelessness charity gig at the Miners in Moston. So, again, that's...
it's another big gig and another big lineup.
Who's on that one with you?
Deaf to the Strange, The Moods, Tuscan Sun, Madding Crowd. It'll be a tough lineup. They're amazing bands, so to be playing with them and be sort of top of the bill, it's really good. So it'd be nice to come back from the Ritz smashing that, and then straight into the next day smashing it. But no, we're still pushing. We go quiet for a while, but when we go quiet, this is what we're working on, you know. Like this, these bigger gigs. So if we are going quiet, it's more we're waiting for the bigger stuff rather than boring you all every week, you know what I mean? We'll just do a couple of big ones and we'll all enjoy it that way. And it's more of an event for everybody then, isn't it? Rather than just coming seeing us live again.
You're also in another band called Last Race Home.
Yeah, as if I'm not busy enough.
But you were speaking equally as enthusiastically about that earlier today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just give us, the listeners, a bit of a flavour of Last Race Home.
Yeah, they used to be called Sandboy.
Yeah.
So they did quite a lot of gigging at Sandboy festivals and stuff like that. It's working with Den Ferridge, who does the Big Slice TV show, and the drummer used to be the drummer in the Tides, Jim Corry.
Yeah.
And then there's the two Steves. One, we've got a trumpet player, Steve Tooley, a guitar player, a female backing vocalist. So it's a bit, it's different, you know, it's really, really different to what I'm used to playing, which is good because it's a challenge for me. And we've not played live yet. We're supposed to be playing Ramsbottom Festival. I'm actually playing a gig with both of them on the same night at the same place, Hotel California in Wirral, October the 5th, with Steve Thompson and The Incidents, which are a top Liverpool band, they've asked us to come up there and support them on a charity gig. And it's a massive venue, so it's another big stage to get on, and a bit more experience, so it's all good.
Fantastic. Okay then, well, obviously listeners and readers, keep in touch with all things OK Broken, and then in the future have a look at Last Race Home. You'll read all about it in the Chronicle.
Yeah,
cheers Phil.
Cheers, thanks very much.
See you, pal.